Christ is risen. Glorify him. Happy Easter, my brothers and sisters. Jesus is risen from the dead. This is the day that brings us tremendous joy. This is the day that marks us all as Christians, as people of the resurrection. We celebrate this day, therefore, like we celebrate no other day. The oldest celebration in Christianity is today. Happy Easter. My brothers and sisters, on this day, I want to walk in the footsteps of someone who was there. Mary Magdalene, a woman who was at the crucifixion and was also at the tomb Easter morning. We know the accounts, especially from John. When she went to the tomb, she knew not how she was going to roll the stone away. And when she arrived, she saw that it was already moved. My brothers and sisters, so many of us have heard a call from the Lord, and we don't know how some of those things are going to happen that need to happen for God's will to happen. But when we walk on the way, the Lord is going to move the stones. She arrived at the tomb. She saw it empty. She was filled with dismay. Perhaps she thought, they've stolen Jesus. They've stolen Jesus. She ran back to the disciples, and she announced that the Lord is not in the tomb. Peter and John ran after her, and then they saw the tomb empty, and they were still struggling to believe. And Mary Magdalene stayed there at the tomb that was empty. Sorrowful. My brothers and sisters, there's a lot of us who perhaps can identify with Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene had some issues, but she was following Jesus. I'm just saying, a lot of us who are following Jesus, we have issues. It's better that we just admit it, right? But she was there. And she did not believe completely, totally. She did not understand everything. But she was there, even to the point where she was weeping, longing for her Lord. And an angel called out to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" "I'm looking for my Lord." Then she heard Jesus say, "Woman." And she said, "If you've stolen my Lord, just return him back." She thought he was a farmer. And then he said her name, Mary, and her heart knew. My brothers and sisters, so many of us are following the Lord like Mary Magdalene. And this day of Easter is a day of tremendous celebration because it is a day celebrating our transformation. I don't care what you have done. There is hope. I don't care what has happened. There is grace. I don't care what you need to kind of like cry out, your struggles with faith, your misunderstanding, you're not being able to hear the voice of God because of your very sorrow. Hang in there so you too may be transformed. When Mary Magdalene saw Jesus, she went back to the disciples, and now with confidence, she became the first proclaimer of the resurrected Lord. "I have seen the Lord," she says. Brothers and sisters, we were working through what we got to work through. We who need a lot of work on ourselves, let us go to the tomb this day that is empty and allow ourselves to be transformed by grace. For we were made for heaven.